Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cash the Ticket, presented by FanDuel.
You want to give a little derby here and then mailbag?
Sure. No, I'm happy to, and I'll have a full episode later in the week. So here's what we're going to do. Now, Churchill Downs finally got this right. They did something cool. It was opening night at Churchill Downs. Saturday, they did derby, Downs After Dark. So they did night racing, live music, you know, food trucks, the whole bit. But they did the live derby draw and the live Oaks draw between two different races. So they spaced them out. And in the hour in between, they did a live draw. So it's like the NBA lottery. So let me start out with that. Don't overthink the draw. You're going to see all kinds of things this week. For instance, the favorite in the race, Fierceness, drew the 17 hole. No horse who's ever run from the 17 spot has won the Derby. Does not matter. Because those stats don't take into account, has anyone decent ever drawn from the 17? Don't overthink it. Now, you'll hear me talk about draws, and I'll go, this will help a horse hurt a horse.
But it's not make or break.
Yeah, no, no. And like one of the horses I'm ruling out from winning the Derby, the draw is only a little piece of it. The other part is I think he's a fraud. I think he's a dressed up goat. So we're going to get into it. But here's how you approach the Derby. There are two pathways. You are either team Fierceness or team beat Fierceness. That's where this begins and ends, because Fierceness is the favorite at 5-2, better part of 3-1 in the Parimutuel. He is the fastest horse. He is, when he runs his best race, the best horse in this field who has put up speed figures by any measure, whether it's DRF, Thoroughgraph, the Ragazins, the Brizzies, time form, the best figures. His figures when he runs trump anything anyone in this field has. So what's the downside? Why are we not putting the retirement on Fierceness? Three races where he got it all his own way, dominance. Two races where he didn't, doggy duty.
So not good with adversity.
Well, that's the key. So he runs in the Florida Derby, and it's a shit field, and he gets it his own way, and he gets lone lead, and he just basically, he's faster than these other horses. The Derby, it's 20 horses, not 7, not 9, mm-hmm. not 11, it's 20. If Fierceness gets to the front, controls the pace, is he the best? Of course he is. But you got to make a determination. Is he going to get everything his own way? So right from the top, make your decision. Do I believe this horse is Godzilla? He's running faster figures right now. Like the last time I think a horse entered the Derby posting a 110 or better speed figure. Think of this as like a 40-yard dash, Jim. So like a buyer speed figure is a 40.
Mm-hmm.
He put up like a 112 in the Florida Derby. It's a huge number. The last time I remember a Derby horse having that type of speed into the Derby, it wasn't Justify, it wasn't American Pharoah, wasn't Always Dreaming. I think you got to go back to Smarty Jones.
The NBA playoffs are underway, and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
You got to go back 20 years to find a horse that ran that kind of race headed into the Derby.
But if I know you,
I'm trying to beat him.
I already know what camp you're in.
I know.
You're not betting the favorite.
Well, here's the other.
You're going to do what you do. You're going to look for
value.
That's right.
Here's the other thing. I'm usually pretty bad on Derby Day. The Derby's really hard to hit. Derby Day is really hard. Like, there was a race Saturday night at Churchill Downs. It was the feature. Really, really nice stake race. Guys, when I tell you capping the race, you could have gone 5, 6, 7 horses deep. It's just a really good field and everyone really close to each other.
Yeah.
That's all Derby Day. You're going to have, I believe, 6 or 7 graded stakes on the card, including the Kentucky Derby. Now, if you're right, you're going to score. I mean, you will get paid. So your job truly is to be right once. So naturally, I'll put a lot of hard work into this. And then if I don't hand people a retirement plan, they're going to get all pissed off at me like I'm supposed to go in and hit 6 races on Derby Day. But we'll try. God bless, Evan. Oh, my God. Double sneeze into the sleeve. So do you want me to do a quick rundown?
I want you to do as much as you want to do.
All right. If you like fierceness, bet him. Bet him on top. Don't box it. Bet him to win.
Can I just do just
sure.
to win?
Sure.
If you believe in him.
He's the fastest horse. If he gets it his way, he will obliterate everyone.
My point is you don't have to get cute and find a first, second, third to get value. If you just believe him,
I mean, think about it. Like if I gave you Georgia football and I offered you plus 300 for them to win a game, you'd be like, value.
Right.
You'd be like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Look, I do believe you're going to get the better part of 5-2 on the horse. So like,
it's kind of like UConn when the NCAA tournament started. They were like plus 300 right around there.
So if at any given game they played, I offered you plus 300, would you take it?
Yes.
Even if they were down 8?
Sure.
You'd take it.
Yeah.
So look, let's approach this. I'll just give you horses that I think I want to use. I'm not ready to make my final pick yet because Lord knows I got a lot of work to do. But all right, let's start out. I'll blow through these quick.
Hey, I'll kick my feet up. Go for it.
Kick your feet up. All right, the 1, Door Knock, out. Complete toss for me. Has beat nothing, including the worst edition of the Fountain of Youth I've ever seen. Plus, he draws the rail, which means he's got to go. I'm not using Door Knock. You can have him. The 2, Sierra Leone. This horse has beaten me twice in the final 4 strides. Once in the Risen Star. Once when I was there at the Bluegrass. He's legit. He's Shaquille O'Neal level size. His strides are behemoth. He's a late runner. So the post draw here's your problem. You don't mind the fact that you want to stalk and carve a trip and make one big run. When you're in the Derby, all these horses can come over and seal you up. They can bury you down. Now, the good part, you can grab that rail. You can let Door Knock go. You can let a couple of these other horses go, and you can try to carve out that rail trip. Now, make no mistake, Kickback galore, Traffic galore. It's going to be on you. You know, Tyler Gaffalione is an outstanding jockey. You got to carve a trip. This is the value to jockey. But I think Sierra Leone is very live. I think Sierra Leone is very good. And again, if fierceness gets it his own way, no one's catching him. But Sierra Leone 3-1, I'm going to use somewhere. Mystic Dan's a toss to me. I don't like the draw for the horse at all. He does have the 3rd highest speed figure in the field. My problem is that number was on a sloppy track. We're not going to get rain this weekend. When horses put up a slop figure and it's isolated and it's amazing compared to everything else they've done, it's a red flag.
Right.
Some horses like the slop, some horses like it fast. So Mystic Dan is a toss to me. Not that he's a bad horse, I just don't buy him. And by the way, you can't bet all 20 or you'd go broke. Catching Freedom.
The math
Freedom.
Checks out on that, by the way.
Yeah. Catching Freedom, I like. I do. 8-1 on this horse, so you'll get the better part of 10-1 by the time it pays out. I do have a future on this horse at 36-1 that I bet about 8 weeks ago. I think, again, it's another late runner. It's another closer. I think there's a lot of speed in this race. Fierceness is a part of that. Last year's Derby was insane pace-wise, okay? Totally stupid. I don't know that we'll see that again, but if there's pace, I want a few coming from the back here where they're going to start closing into it. And at 8-1, I got to do it. I like catching Freedom. I will use in my bets. Catalytic's a toss to me. Just Steel is this year's Mage for me. It's a horse I love. I saw him live on debut at Saratoga. He finished second to a Pletcher Monster, a horse named Pirate. This is an all heart. This is a Jim Costa back in your high school football days. You didn't have
clear eyes, full heart.
Right.
Jim was
a never say die. That's how they play ball down in Livonia. All grit, one pride.
That's right.
Just Steel has talent, but he's a fighter. And what I love with this horse, shows up with a hard hat on. He's run 11 times already. That is a huge number. And he's not even at the midway point of his three-year-old season. But Just Steel, he has faced some monsters. Now, I love what they did in the Arkansas Derby. They changed tactics. Originally, I thought Just Steel, when I saw him twice at Saratoga live. It's like he was following me. It's my spirit animal. I thought he was going to be more of a sprinter. I thought he was going to, you know, maybe max out at a mile. But they took him back in the Arkansas Derby, and they turned him into an off-pace horse. And this horse, he's got a mind about him. He's got heart. He wants to. The great horses want to do this. Just Steel at 20-1. I'm not telling you he can win, but I'll be damned if I'm leaving him off my tickets. I'm going to put him somewhere underneath. He'll come flying, and he may not get it done, but he will give you his absolute best. I love him. I do. He's like Maish. I love this horse, so I got to include him. All right, the 7. This is the buzz horse, and this, if you want a bomb, who I'm going to hand you to win the race, a bomb, Honor Marie. So this is a horse, I got to be honest. First of all, just had one of the most impressive works headed into the Derby that's got everybody talking. This is a horse that only, all right, you finished second in the Louisiana Derby. This is a horse that hasn't run a ton, right? So only 5 career races compared to something like Just Steel with 11. I think there's more juice in the orange here. I think this is a horse we haven't seen the best of yet. 20-1. Now, I don't think you're seeing 20-1 on Derby Day. It wouldn't shock me if this got cut in half. But if you wanted a bomb, plus 1,100, plus 1,200, plus 1,500, that I think can legitimately win, Honor Marie is that horse for me. It just, first start of the year, finished 5th in the Risen Star. That was the race Sierra Leone ran me down when I had Track Phantom. But Honor Marie improved again in the Louisiana Derby. And if there's another level to it, 20-1, I think it's interesting. I don't think Just a Touch can win. That's the horse I had in the Bluegrass. Got run down. I got a little bit of an issue with it. I don't really... Look, I thought this horse was a dead winner in the Bluegrass. I thought I was home free. Kiss of death. And then here came Shaquille O'Neal eating up 20 yards astride.
Barbecue chicken.
Sierra Leone. Sacramento, Queens. Listen, this is a horse out of Justify. This is regally bred. Brad Cox is a superstar trainer. I like the horse. Underneath, 10-1, you betcha. I don't know if you can win. Encino, total wild card. Interesting. I think at 20-1, you could use underneath. I'm not going to put on top. The 10-TO password, hope you enjoyed coming. Forever Young, here's your problem. At some point, a Japanese horse is going to win this. I promise you. At some point, it will happen. It's been a vision quest of both the Middle East and the Asian community to win this. There's huge racing culture in the Middle East and in Asia. They just haven't gotten this done. Forever Young at 10-1 might be their best shot, but man, it's just been a, you go to the UAE Derby, you don't win the Kentucky Derby. I'm willing to lose. Last year, I got a little seduced. I did. With Dermasotagake. And horse didn't run terrible, but if I have my choices of 10-1s, I'll take Just a Touch over Forever Young. So I'm going to blast that out. Track Phantom, love this horse. I'm out on this. I've been run down twice using Track Phantom. Didn't hold his speed in the Risen Star. Didn't hold his speed in the Louisiana Derby. And I think there's going to be competition for the pace. He's not going to get it his own way. Track Phantom's a horse that if this horse runs in the Preakness in a couple of weeks, I'll be all over. But I'm going to toss Track Phantom out. So I've pretty much just guaranteed that horse for the winner's circle. West Saratoga, out. Ownership wants to go on the dirt. The trainer wants to go on the grass. See you later. Want no part of that. Endlessly at 30-1. You want an absolute bomb to use in your verticals? Third or fourth? I think Endlessly at 30-1 could be that. Mike McCarthy, super underrated. You get Umberto Rispoli, my third cousin from Italy. Very exciting. But I think Endlessly underneath. Domestic product, I'm going to toss. Domestic product is out of a sire named Practical Joke, who's one of my famous sprinters of all time, one of my favorites. Look, Tampa Derby, it is a Rad Ortiz. It'll get bet. But I don't know, man. I don't love it. Second in the Holy Bull, which I don't think was some great race. The speed figures don't add up. I'll get beat by domestic product. I'm willing to lose on that. Grand Moda first, see you later. Fierceness the 17, absolute win contender. I'd be an idiot if I don't throw him in my verticals, an idiot if I don't throw him in my pick four or pick five. I am going to try to beat him in this race, but you have to use him. Stronghold, I just don't believe is good enough. It's a great story, but I don't think it's good enough. Resilience is one. It checks a lot of boxes for me. A, it's an Into Mischief. I love those. B, I think Bill Mott is just super underrated as a trainer. I love him. You're getting 20-1. Look, I feel like when you look at this and you have, all right, you win your maiden, you go right on the Derby trail. You know, you finish fourth in the Risen Star. Well, look at this. The other three horses above you, all won races on the Derby trail, including Sierra Leone. So there's an ability to stalk for resilience. Now, do I think he's good enough? No, probably not. Do I want to lose because he finished second, third, or fourth? No. I'm going to throw him in. I have to. Society Man, may as well have Evan run. And then you're in the also eligibles. So I'm going to here's how I've whittled it to start my prep this week.
Yeah.
That's the way you do this. It's like a betting card in college football, Jim. You're sitting down and you go, hot diggity dog. Not that you'd ever use that phrase.
What year
I got
is this?
32 games to bet.
Yeah.
So we're going to take 20 down to this number.
What? How many?
Sierra Leone is one. Catching Freedom is two.
Okay.
Just Steel is three. Honor Marie is four. Just a Touch is five. Encino six. And Fierceness is seven.
Okay.
I'm down to seven horses I'm interested in using with potential for resilience. So I start Monday. I've whittled the field 60% out. Now my next job is, by the time you hear from me later this week, be able to structure this appropriately and whittle this to two win contenders. Then three or four underneath horses to play triples and supers. And then I'll have a pick. And yeah, I'll try to do some exactas and take a shot. Now, to pick four, pick five? No, bet your ass. This version of the Derby, I will price out my pick five ticket where I can go four or five deep in the Derby. I have to.
Okay.
I have to. And if Fierceness wins, he'll be on my four or five.
Right.
I have
it's
to.
Not like he's not going to be in the mix.
But I'm telling you, I'm a little bit seduced by Honor Marie here a little bit. So we'll talk about it further. But that's where we're at. And if you're looking for the Oaks, I know what I saw at Saratoga last year with Ways and Means, and I know she went away for a long time and she came back off the bench a little rusty. The Oaks is big time on Friday. It's a really good field. Man, if I get 5-1 on Ways and Means, I may have to dip back in on that puppy. So I'll have everything for you later in the week.
Listening to you talk, Just Steel and Honor Marie are the two I can't wait to hear whether you talk yourself into or out of by the end of the week.
Hey, no scenario I'm talking myself out of those two.
No, but like in terms of winning, that's what I'm saying. Not that you're going to leave them off.
I don't think my boy Just Steel can win.
Okay.
But man, he gives an honest effort.
But it's just the way you talk about them. You could, there's like something deeply like you connect.
I do. I do. I love these animals. Man. Yeah. And they're, you know, if you get a chance to spend time around them, which, dude, if you come out to Saratoga this summer, man, we can. I'll arm you with some peppermints. Okay. We'll get you up to this. We'll get you up to the morning session. Get you an iced coffee.
Here we go.
And then you can stand in front of one of these and tell them how much you don't like their work. And then hopefully it kicks you right in the face.
All right.
No, I'm
season three, no gym. Skull crushed by a horse.
Season three, get hooved.
Oh, no.
All right. So, no, that's where I'm at. Excited about it. Ready to roll.